Democrats open amnesty plan to illegal gang members, sex offenders. By John Binder on September 14, 2021. House Democrats are opening their amnesty plan, which they hope to slip into a broad infrastructure package via the filibuster-proof reconciliation process, to illegal alien gang members and registered sex offenders. On Monday, during a markup hearing for the Democrats' budget reconciliation, Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee voted against amendments that would prevent illegal alien gang members, convicted sex offenders, convicted drunk drivers, and those convicted of firearm or explosive offenses from securing a green card, and eventually naturalized American citizenship, as part of the amnesty plan. Those Democrats include Reps. Jerry Nadler, DNY, Madeline Dean, DPA, Zoe Lofgren, DCA, Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, Steve Cohen, DTN, Hank Johnson, DGA, Theodore Deutsch, DFL, Karen Bass, DCA, Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, David Cicilline, DRE, Eric Swalwell, DCA, Ted Liu, DCA, Jamie Raskin, DMD, Pramila Jayapal, DWA, Val Demings, DFL, Luis Coria, DCA, Mary Scanlon, DPA, Sylvia Garcia, DTX, Joan Egas, DCO, Lucy McBath, DGA, Greg Stanton, Diaz, Veronica Escobar, DTX, Mundaire Jones, DNY, Deborah Ross, DNC, Cori Bush, DMO. Specifically, Democrats opposed an amendment that would have barred illegal alien gang members from receiving the amnesty included in their budget reconciliation. Additionally, they rejected an amendment that would have barred illegal alien sex offenders from receiving the amnesty. Democrats went as far as to oppose an amendment that would have barred illegal aliens with 10 or more drunk driving convictions from receiving the amnesty. They also voted down amendments that would have prevented illegal aliens with 1 or more, as well as 2 more, drunk driving convictions from receiving the amnesty. Nadler said in their defense, "Whether someone has to wear 6 or 10 or 20 convictions of DUI 30 years ago, someone could change. You may have any number of convictions for DUI, because you're drunk, because you're an alcoholic, but you also may cease to be an alcoholic. And we all know people who are no longer alcoholics and ought to be able to enjoy the benefits of the law." Another amendment, which would have required the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to submit a report detailing the potential for an alien with ties to the Taliban or an associated terrorist organization to obtain a visa via the amnesty plan, was blocked by Democrats. One such amendment, proposed by Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, would have stripped the amnesty plan from the budget reconciliation altogether. The measure was voted down on party lines. Other failed amendments would have stopped the amnesty from taking effect until President Joe Biden reinstated former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy and until a wall along the United States-Mexico border was fully completed. There was one amendment after another, extraneous amendments seeking to define immigrants as criminals and disease-ridden, Lofgren said, defending her votes against the amendments. "It was really a disappointing discussion." House and Senate Democrats are eager to drive up overall immigration to the U.S. with their budget reconciliation amnesty plan by including a hidden green card pipeline to surge the number of foreign visa workers into middle-class American jobs. Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reports, "The expanded foreign worker pipeline will remain open until at least September 2031. Even though many millions of Americans will need jobs during the next 10 years after they graduate with debts and degrees in health care, accounting, teaching, business, design, science, technology, or engineering. If you're in the pipeline by September 30, 2031, you're in the 2021 amnesty bill," Jenks added. Emphasis added. The new pipeline is created in Section 60003 on page 12 of the draft bill, which says, "The Secretary of State shall exempt an alien and the spouse and children of each alien from the numerical limitations described in Sections 201, 202, and 203. Emphasis added. Section 201 sets annual limits of 226,000 green cards for family-sponsored preference and the employer-based green cards that companies can offer to cooperative foreign workers. Section 202 sets so-called country caps for Indian or Chinese workers who are trying to earn green cards via their employers. Emphasis added. The draft bill also allows the roughly 1 million foreign students in the United States into the green card pipeline, along with all future foreign college graduates who get into the pipeline by late 2031. Emphasis added. Already, the federal government brings about 1.2 million legal immigrants to the U.S. annually, along with 1.4 million foreign nationals who secure temporary visas. Meanwhile, every year, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens arrive at the nation's borders. Most are never deported. Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough has yet to rule on whether the amnesty can be included in the budget reconciliation. If Democrats are allowed to include the amnesty, it will need just 50 votes in the U.S. Senate to pass. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.